Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
Ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there in a day.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is James LeRoy.
And this is Bill.
Today is September 17th, 2011, live from Las Vegas.
Yeah!
I'm nervous.
And we're on episode number...
385.
Yeah, okay. I'm a little nervous, actually, because I've never did this in front of so many people. So, and I'm so afraid some stories are going to come out about me that I don't want other people to know. So,
I thought you were used to being watched.
That would be one of them.
There's a story there, right?
There's five.
There's three, actually.
Three that watched or three stories?
Just that day.
Well, you take a guess.
Poor.
All right, so we're here live in Las Vegas. It's been super crazy the past 2 days. I've been super not feeling good and tired.
It helps if you don't take your blood pressure medicine twice.
Yeah,
right.
That was an accident. I was super tired.
My heart feels like it's stopping.
I laid in bed for 3 hours and I couldn't even feel my hands. I was like, oh my God. But I didn't know what I did until I woke up and I was coherent. And I was like, oh, I think I took my blood pressure medication twice. It's probably time to get it reevaluated since...
We need to get you one of those monthly, weekly pill boxes.
Right. We know you have one, Big Fatty. I saw it. It's big as the sling room.
Ooh.
Oh.
I wasn't talking about the pill box.
Oh. Well.
So we're completely... unprepared. We did not.
Yeah, no.
This is a normal Foul Monkey show.
No, we have no notes.
Well, you wrote some notes, actually. I was kind of impressed.
Well, I just wrote them just now.
Yes. Okay.
But we have no Evernote notes, and we usually have that, and we usually have a red eye around somewhere and all that good stuff. And we have more people coming in the room. That's awesome.
Hi, friends. Hi.
There's a lot of people in the audience.
Yes, we have a good, 400 people. It's awesome.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm Celine Dion right now.
We also have Al-Qaeda in the audience.
Yes, we have a member of Al-Qaeda back there in the red hoodie. We feel so honored that we're still alive.
I know.
Right.
Maybe that was inappropriate. Huh?
I know.
What? Longer? Louder?
You gotta stretch it out. Ricky knows about that.
Ricky doesn't need anything stretched.
This is not a pick on Ricky podcast.
Oh yes, it is.
No,
it's been a pick on Ricky. Weekend.
Y'all, I have a low self-esteem. I will seriously go out there and jump off this building.
Please do. You'll slide.
I'll take a shower first to make sure I'm clean. Yeah,
true. Ricky
make
does.
Sure you
Ricky
wear
does.
Your
so,
snore. So you do snore pretty loudly.
Yeah,
we all do.
Actually, it was me who was. It was Nessa who was. There is Bill who is. And then
James
LeRoy was. He was like.
It's true. I die in my sleep.
So we were really happy when we all got up in the middle of the night and went to the bathroom because we actually got to fall asleep for a minute.
Well, no, then we all woke up by the sound of the toilet flushing.
Yeah. Yes. These toilets are crazy here.
Bill was the first one to get up and use the bathroom this morning and ran the water because apparently it was really bad.
Well, you can hear everything in there.
So then I get up and I was like, I'm not going to wake everybody up with the water.
You got
in the middle of it. I was like, let me put the water on. I was embarrassed because Lauren had me, she's got me eating to this baked kale stuff. It kind of tastes like crispy popcorn, but it makes you shit a lot. And it's super green.
And
Wow. And Bye. Big Fatty's leaving.
Well, it could be red.
Ooh. Well, you might have a problem.
Was it
that.
Frank at breakfast said that he has to watch out for blood and Legos?
Legos.
Yeah.
Another hour.
What's set at our table will go out to everyone. So what else have you enjoyed Las Vegas so far? These two right here are really new to this. So how has your experience been
I've
far?
Been to Vegas before.
No, I mean with podcasters.
Oh, that's
been weird.
Oh.
He forgot all about it.
What?
Fuck you.
Podcasting?
Well, it's been great. Everyone's been very nice.
How did it feel to be semi-famous? When somebody walks up to you and be like, oh my God.
Well, first of all, I have to remember that my fucking name's Bill on this.
Right. I'm like, it kills him every time. And me too.
Yeah, my name's Waylon. Just call me Waylon.
Yay!
My name is Waylon.
Do you want to give your middle and last name and your social security number?
No, but my initials are www.
They are the www.
But yeah.
So I'm glad that I can actually say your name now.
Yeah, you can.
That's really nice.
Don't
because
fuck it up.
You know, I think you only really started calling Bill because I wasn't there and you forgot to ask permission.
But it's weird because now in real life, when I'm talking to Lauren, I'm like, oh, Bill, da 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 da. And she's like, who's Bill?
Bill.
So what else we got?
Well,
I think we're going to do a couple little games.
True.
Well, maybe some truth or dare.
We have a big audience here.
Yeah. And we can get some truth or dare going on up in here.
It's nice to actually meet Kathy Bacon.
Yes, Miss Bacon.
Miss Bacon.
Stand up, please, Miss Bacon.
I'm
yeah.
Stand up, please.
No, seriously.
Aw, there's not that
seriously.
Many people.
Oh.
Actually, when I walked into the suite, Miss Bacon stood up. She's like, oh my God. And I'm like, who are you? Because I'd never seen a picture of her, so I didn't know.
No,
who
her
she
response
was.
To James. I think
oh,
was
I
the
love
best
this.
Response of the weekend.
And that was.
He's not black.
He's not black. Yeah, from the waist down, right?
Yeah.
That's what that was from Larkin.
Like Musk and Cocoa Butter. Musk and Cocoa Butter.
No.
We also have in the audience a podcast virgin.
Ooh.
Right over here. I have to
Kim.
Kim. I have to say last night I was almost going straight for your ass.
And I did.
It was all high and mighty up in them boots. And I come around the corner and James Laura and her are just
going
at it, like fucking each other on the wall.
She had me pinned up.
Where was I?
You were coming around the corner screaming, going, don't touch my man, stop it.
Oh, that was Melinda.
Oh. Wow, it sounded
I don't
like
fucking
you.
Care. No, she's. I think she's going to fight me for him.
I know, right? Mm-hmm. We have Miss Melinda in the audience. She's totally awesome.
My number one fan.
She scooted her butt across the carpet for us, which was awesome. Oh, Miranda, excuse me.
We all saw her panties.
We called her Miranda.
I was a little drunk.
Stupid.
We saw her panties. Mm-hmm.
We did see her panties, and they were really pretty.
Hey.
Everyone over here saw panties.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Do you want...
Maybe later.
Is it someone else's time? We'll just take it out of you and put it in her. And we'll...
What?
What?
Blood. You can take a syringe, suck it out of somebody else.
What?
Ew.
All right, too soon.
I don't like this.
Do you need to empty your
I'm
diva
nervous.
Cup or what?
Yeah, my diva cup.
It's a little sloshy.
Let's see here. We have Melissa the Confused, who was generous enough to come pick us up at the airport. And she had an awesome, cute little sign.
Yay!
That she really didn't get to show us because she couldn't find us. And then the podcast virgin was like, there they are!
They're right there. There they are. That and we're rooming with Nessa.
That's true. Yes, we have Nessa in the room here.
She's so pretty.
She got my knee in her butt a little bit last night. We have Dr. Stone that just walked in. He looks appropriate today and not as messed up. How long have we been?
Well, so
10
Nessa,
minutes.
Pink or brown?
Yes.
We need
pink or brown.
Bing. Oh, okay. Let's guess other people. Who else?
About to be brown. I've got to go.
Oh, no.
That's a no.
Melinda, pink or brown?
Are we talking about
Oh. Oh.
Are they different?
Beige? That's not a beige. Color.
That's not a choice.
That's brown.
You can just
that's
show
brown.
Us. You can just show us.
I'm more intrigued prove that she it. Said up here or down there.
Well, apparently last night, as we were all drinking, Melinda told me.
No.
Uh-oh.
Do you know what meat curtains are? And I was like, "Why? Yes, I do." She goes, "That's me. I'm sorry." Oh. Well, you know, at least it's not like, you know, like beef jerky, I guess.
I'll dry it up.
Right.
Suck me.
You're mine.
Wasn't she the one that says that when she has her period, she does it over a hole?
Yes, that would be Melinda.
Yeah.
Would you, just to remind maybe people that aren't, are these microphones on up here?
Yes.
They are? Mm-hmm. Would you like to get up and, you know, maybe tell your little story?
Don't be scared.
About the hole?
About the hole.
You know, just remind people.
You just squat over.
I saw your panties.
Hello, kitty.
You talk in it. You don't swallow.
Oh.
Pardon?
Maybe they're,
there. There hi.
I dig a hole.
Wait, start over. Wait, because it wasn't
when Flo comes to visit.
I dig a hole in the garden.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I squat over that hole.
Oh, nice.
And thank God we live in the country.
You right. plant. You plant trees, though, right?
Is that spelled
yes, and I plant a lovely tree there when I'm done. And that's why I live in the forest.
Is it a red fern?
And that is vagina talk with me.
And then James LeRoy's voice from yes. that is,
yes, I want to sit in that hole.
That's disgusting.
She's getting her meat curtains going.
Look how red she is.
Dr. Stone, pink or brown? Pink. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's what I kind of figured.
I bet they're like dimes, right? Dime sized?
No, he's got.
Oh, it's dinner plate.
Pepperonis.
He probably has eraser nipples.
Those things are so weird.
They are weird. Eraser nipples? That's weird.
No offense.
I bet Larkin has big nipples.
I bet he does. Pink or brown?
Brown. I'm colorblind. Then prove it. We'll decide.
Well, lift your shirt. We'll tell you.
You said red or green colorblind.
Yeah.
So if it's if it's not brown, then it's pink.
Well, it's not brown.
Well, show Nessa.
Then you're going to be in trouble if that penis
Nessa
is
Nessa
green.
Show Nessa and Nessa can tell us.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
You're going to be in trouble if that penis is green and you're going down on it and you don't know.
Ew. What,
who is he blowing? Kermit?
Well, no. It could be somebody with a special disease or something.
Oh, man.
What else? What else we got?
Well,
we don't have our red eyes, so we don't have anything to.
We could play Truth or Dare.
Would y'all be up for playing some Truth or Dare?
Dare! I dare you guys to Eiffel Tower in front of us.
Oh,
not us.
Eiffel Tower, no. That's too much work. We can't come from behind the table.
Could you explain what the Eiffel Tower is? Up in the microphone.
Okay.
Y'all, this is Nessa.
Hi.
Oh.
Not a Foul Monkey show without technical difficulties.
Oh, we have a helper.
Thanks.
Just move it away from the wall.
Ooh.
Ooh, that's loud.
So, ow. An Eiffel Tower is when there's a guy in the back, and a guy in the front, and a guy in the middle, and the two
or
guys
girl.
On the outside high five. It looks like the Eiffel Tower.
Yay.
So hot.
He's getting it in both holes.
Oh,
wow, that's nice.
That's special.
And when you don't high five, it's called London Bridge.
Oh, I did not know that.
That's the truth.
Jesus. London Bridge is falling down.
I'm really shocked, Ricky, that you haven't got laid yet.
Someone wants to service you, though.
Believe me, I've had a lot of offers, but I don't know if they're going to make me pay it or pay for them or something. I'm like, you're a little too hot. I don't think so.
The guys that are in the suits in the lobbies downstairs, no. They're not offering.
Oh, those fucking people are annoying as hell. That's one thing I don't like about here.
Trying to sell you the timeshare?
We're leaving in 2 hours. Oh, but what about the next time you come?
Are you in Vegas?
Are you still talking to me?
I said, shut up.
I mean, we were literally like running away from her.
That was a guy.
Huh? Oh, yes. She followed us almost to the whole right. Bay line.
Yeah.
Come back.
You come back. And I looked over to Waylon and I'm like, oh, I get to say your name. I looked over at Waylon and I said, is she seriously still talking to us? Because I wasn't feeling good. I thought I was going to pass out. I was trying to get some orange juice or something because Shelby was not having it.
Drink
a
juice.
I needed to drink my juice. Let's see here. Well, that's all the show notes, so.
All right.
I want to say thanks for Pride 40 and everybody else who's gotten this all together.
It's awesome. This is the best one ever, I think.
This is probably going to be the best recording that we ever have.
The best recording.
Quality.
Sound quality, yes.
What we're talking about.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited. I can't wait to hear it.
We were talking, Waylon and I were talking, we should have taken a picture of your soundboard so we can get, right. get tips on
well,
that.
It's kind of like that one, but a little, it doesn't have so many.
Yes.
It only has 4. Does that one have 4? It's a Behringer.
It has 4 mic ends.
Oh.
This is mine over here, the little small one. So.
Oh, but it's so cute.
I know, right?
Size doesn't matter.
Oh, well, you know.
We got to see his thong last, or his jockstrap.
His jockstrap, yeah.
Yeah, evidently I had a string. I didn't know. People need to warn me when I'm going to have to get naked. You know,
you've got to always be prepared.
Well, you know, I mean, I washed them and they frayed, and then Big Fatty's saying I have butt lint or something. So,
I'm sure there's somebody into that.
All right, maybe.
Maybe Big Fatty,
because
he knew to look for
it. Maybe that lady at the DMV.
He's been in the bathroom a little too long.
Yeah.
I hope it's not that one right over here that's like single user.
I wonder if he flushed it in the toilet.
Oh, we should call him and see. What's up?
Hey,
Hi, buddy, know the number?
He's probably listening, actually.
Maybe.
How freaked out he'd be if the phone
rang. I'm like, Big Fatty, you're always saying for me to call you instead of text message you. I'm calling you, bitch.
Call me up.
So, do y'all want to play some Truth or Dare? Do y'all want to ask us questions?
You guys have any questions?
Any questions for us?
No. Ricky, what's the story that you won't tell on the show?
No.
Dare. Dare. Come on.
Do it.
No, I cannot tell that story.
Why?
Stop.
Lick it.
Stop.
I lied about my meat curtains.
Yeah. But I kind of expected that.
No. Rude.
No, in the back.
Oh. I have a question.
Yes.
Okay, so
microphone.
Microphone.
Yes. Yeah, boy, you.
Boy.
We know that Foul Monkeys always has a plethora of co-hosts. So how did you guys meet?
Well, one day when I was just walking around the street and
boring.
Oh, I thought you said whoring.
James LeRoy and I met on MySpace.
Yeah, we met on MySpace.
Like a long time ago.
When it was cool.
And you lived out in San Diego still, right?
Yes. Like not even a few blocks away from us.
Right. And when I went to go visit there one time, I was literally like a block from
his
house.
Away from me.
And I did not know.
At Pex.
But we kind of lost touch there for a little bit.
Yeah. It's because MySpace sucked.
Yeah.
And I just met you because I was dating him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I was introduced as friends. That was in
Friends
quotes.
On the Beach.
Oh, do we have a poster?
Big Fatty, did you do okay?
Yeah, everything came out all right.
Good. That's good. We're happy for you. Yay!
And it was brown, not pink.
Oh, brown.
Yeah, and so we talked continuously, and then I met with the...
I'm surprised you didn't try to sleep with him.
No, he's not Mexican.
I'm not Mexican.
Oh, that's true.
I'm pink.
And long. I'm not going to say why, no.
Uncut soul.
Yes.
No, yeah, no, I guess it's kind of a boring story.
That was rather boring.
Yeah, it's not really.
And you just kind of forced me on the show.
No. Oh, I totally forced him. I like bit him down.
Oh my God, there's two.
What's
of
that?
You?
A thousand what? What's it say?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's turning into the.
Is it your 1,000th show here?
No.
Oh.
It was caller number 1,000.
Oh, oh.
Oh, nice.
I don't listen. I do not get calls. Actually, we do have... Oh, we don't have internet access. Oh. Wait, I have 3G.
Yeah.
Can we plug this in somewhere?
No.
We can use your computer, right?
Oh, yeah. No, you could use the computer intake.
We got a call from... Who did we get a call from?
My growler just...
Someone's whoring up.
We got a call in from Joe from Dallas.
Oh,
can
Jeff?
We plug this in?
It's short.
Yeah. You can plug it in.
Plug it in.
I think that's the one.
In.
It might be a.
This is so entertaining.
This is what our normal show's like. And then just.
Exactly.
Nope. That was 2 seconds long.
Oh, here, let me look.
Jeez.
You guys talk while I find it.
You're
talk
so amongst prepared. Yourselves.
Thank God you're not live on the air
or
anything.
I know, right? Sorry, I thought I was prepared.
Nope.
Here we go.
Are you sure?
Yep.
Hey, boys, and the lovely, vivacious, wonderful Lauren. This is Joe in Dallas just calling because I just wanted to pass on a message to the four of you. First to Bill. Hi, Bill. Love you long time.
Hi, Joe.
James LeRoy. What's up, soul brother? Hope you're holding things down there at the Casa and keeping the other one in line. And as for Ricky, for the opening of the show, I think it was
183.
I'm going to really try not to, like, curse you too loudly.
This is your...
It's 383, right? Not
it's,
183.
It's 383, but this is your hello, chimpies.
Oh, okay.
Rightfully. But may the only people that hit on you be ugly fat boys with little pinky dicks for the next month. And that will be just fitting for that chimp comment.
Racist.
Talk to you later.
He wasn't the only one that was upset. Apparently Big Fatty was really upset with the intro too. Not upset, but... It was only a matter of time someone copied
it was
you,
rude.
Right? It was rude. Why was it rude? Believe me, there is worse things said on other shows.
Oh, I'm sure.
We don't talk about it.
Right.
Right. Like when Ricky vomits on air.
Oh, my God.
I was really close, y'all. It was really disgusting. And I think that came from either Bjorn or Joe, right?
No.
Can you pull up that video that made him almost
vomit? No.
Actually, I don't
no.
have internet access.
No.
Oh my God!
Because it probably would make me vomit.
I couldn't even finish watching.
Oh
that.
No, that was one of the videos. From
that was
which video was
disgusting.
That?
That was the guy shooting in the guy's mouth,
and then he started
he was, like,
chewing on it
and chewing, and
his butthole was turning inside out. It was really weird.
Oh my God!
Yeah,
it was gross.
It looked like a upside down road cone, kind of.
Someone's familiar. I know that video. I know that.
And then we had the other video of the guy pooping in his white underwear and then
patting it down
so you could see it.
Ugh.
Don't forget the horse. Oh, the horse video. The guy getting
fucked
by the horse. Oh, my God. That was
oh, yeah,
awful.
I heard he died after that.
He did.
Yeah.
I think he died of, like, sepsis or something. Like, his shit was ripped out.
Bjorn hasn't sent us any new links, has he?
Mm-hmm. Nobody else has either.
Well, I guess people are getting tired of us.
I guess,
okay.
Well, yeah. I guess you could always go back to beautifulcervix.com.
Oh, my God.
That was
nasty.
It's like a maraschino cherry.
I still don't understand what that string was coming out of.
Well, yeah, you do. It was 30 days of her taking
no,
pictures.
No, but the
of,
string, what was it?
She had an IUD.
That's an IUD.
Oh.
So it was the 30 days of when it first was put in, then throughout the process.
With the discharge.
She was very open.
God.
There was a lot of discharge, she said.
It was disgusting.
Like, I think it was around 17. Day 17.
Did you like?
What?
Did you like go back every day?
Just no,
like,
it's pictures? Just I. It was that awful that I couldn't get rid of it. Hmm? What?
45 more minutes.
Oh my God. Oh, I don't know what else to talk about.
You have a real producer in here now.
I know, right? Mm-hmm. This Waylon, yay, is our producer, and you could tell when he's not tired really. And when he's not feeling it. He's like, so.
So what's our next topic?
So what's going on? The red eye. Like, he'll just say like random statements to get us going. But
you have to sometimes because you just kind of sit there and talk to yourself. Or masturbate.
Yeah. Or
well, we do that. We do that before the show. Every show, we masturbate and drink wine together.
Mm-hmm. We do.
Yeah. Well, I do.
Is that why it takes you to so long to buzz us in when we come over?
Maybe. Yeah.
Is that what Twitter's saying about us now?
Oh, I don't know what Twitter's saying. I don't want to look because I'm afraid. Oh,
it's because no one loves it.
It's okay.
Well, it's not. We didn't really tell anyone.
No, I just did it like 5 minutes ago. Yeah, I didn't advertise it like I did the past 2 years. Really,
it's probably a good thing since we're not really talking about anything.
Y'all, this sucks. 34
more minutes. 34 minutes.
Any other questions? Anybody else want to ask us something? It could be like
personal,
a little personal, but not like.
Tell your story.
No.
Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it.
Ricky, it will save the show. It will save the show. It will save the show. Do it.
Oh my God. You have your favorite
people.
I would talk about it and just turn around, but there's a mirror so I can still see people.
So. But you actually have an audience to see the hand movements.
Oh my God.
I don't know.
And you can actually get right there and you could do it like you're doing stand up.
No.
Jump the shark.
Come on, Ricky. Come on.
Okay.
Oh my God. Here we go.
So what had happened was. I don't know if any of you guys know what my dog's name is, but it's Finbar. But, oh, yay, we have real listeners.
Sorry, there are no prizes.
But Finbar was a gift to me for my birthday from my ex at the time, which I'm nervous because he doesn't know this. It's going to make me look like an awful person.
Whatever.
Anyway, it's very interesting because this person that I'm going to be speaking about kind of looks like Dr. Stone, actually.
Oh.
Do you want me to play the part?
Yes.
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 Oh.
Yes.
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 Yes. Yes.
You're going to need a Sharpie. So.
Of course.
So Kevin and I went to go pick up the dog. And we had to meet this guy. He was his teacher, and he had a second job. He didn't have time for the dog or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I got his email. We had his email address. So like a week later, I emailed him and said, oh, you know, he's doing great. We shaved him. You know, this is what he looks like. He was like, oh, I'm glad he found a good home. So are you guys a couple? And I was like, yeah. He's like, oh, that's a shame. And I was like, why? And he said, well, because I think you're really cute and I would really like to, you know, hook up with you or whatever. And I'm like, well, you are kind of cute. Yeah. So we went back and forth flirting with each other. And then the email started to get a little, I don't know, how do you
saucy?
Say? Yeah, like saucy. Like it started. Well, less me, more him, actually.
Oh, just get on with the story.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to get there.
He's building it up.
I'm building it up for the big explosion.
The climax.
Yeah, right. That's at 32 true. Minutes. So we go back and forth, and then all of a sudden I start getting picture. You know, he's like, oh, you know, are you like to dominate and all this stuff. I'm like, sure. You know, I'm just like answering his emails. Sure. What do you want to do? So the next thing I get is... a picture of him with his dick, and on his dick he had written Ricky's slave in a marker. And I was like, oh, okay.
Yes,
come show us.
Yes, yes.
Come show us.
Demonstration.
You're playing the part.
Yeah.
Yes, Wes.
Microphone.
Oh, here we go.
Let's see this. Where's the Sharpie?
Did he write Ricky Slave all vertically, or did he have to write it side by side or around? Oh.
No, it was kind of like two words along the bottom, like along the shaft.
It was really long.
That would have scared. That would have scared me, actually. Are you videoing this?
No.
So then, what happened?
So we went back and forth through email, and he was like, "Oh, you know, you should come visit." And I'm like, "Okay, you know, whatever." I feel bad because I was with somebody and I should have never done that. But
disc, disc.
I'm not an awful person, I swear, people. So I get to his place. It's hot in here.
It is a little warm.
And he's like in his underwear or whatever. So we're doing our thing. And he's down on his knees. Oh,
rude.
Don't Power Rangers.
Rude. Megatron.
So then he said, well, we were going back and forth, and he was like, can I touch it? You know, can I suck it? And I'm like, no. And he said, no. He was like, can I suck it? And I was like, no, you can kiss it. So it went back and forth a couple times, and then...
No.
I was pretty kind of like treating him like a
slave.
Slave.
And that's not me. It. That is totally not me. I've never done anything like that before. And I still haven't to this day.
Aww.
Y'all, I feel like I'm going to pass out.
Because you're embarrassed?
So, yeah. So when it comes to the time to finish up, he was like, oh, I want to swallow it. I want to swallow it. And I was like, no, you can lick it off the carpet. So I took it and I went. And he licked it off the carpet.
You're like, and weren't you like, lick it.
Lick it.
Lick it. Lick it.
Don't waste it. I'm so embarrassed. Ba-da-da-da-da-da. I know, it's not
apple.
Me.
Apple?
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 I feel awful.
This is no news to Big Patty.
Oh my God. Oh,
and the dog came in later.
Oh! What kind of person do you think I am?
You know my dog is in that bar, right?
So now every time that we go out, they try to get me to tell the story, which I hope none of the Chicago people are listening because I will never tell
them. They're not.
They've done worse, I'm sure.
Yeah.
They probably done worse with Ricky.
Yep.
I love you.
No. I don't like carpet. I'll do hard floor, but I will not do carpets. All that sand and hair and everything. Ugh. It's like a vagina.
It's all sand.
Well, in Florida, it's all sand.
Oh.
In Florida, it's sand. No matter how much you vacuum, there's sand everywhere. So, I hope none of the Florida people are listening to this.
They're not.
No.
Cleaning up on sand.
27
minutes.
Oh my God. So I told a story, so I think someone in this room should tell a story. Besides Miss Meat Curtain. Christian.
No, we're
doing this. Oh yeah.
One of them two. Your co-host here.
But I think they told theirs.
Yeah.
Mr.
How did
Jack
you guys meet?
Yeah. I think it was.
Well, you had sex with somebody in the Walmart parking lot, the Walmart greeter.
Hey.
I hope it was worth that.
Greeter.
I hope it was worth that 10% off your purchase.
I needed my weed.
Yeah, I think we already told our embarrassing story.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Because you still make fun of me with the whole masturbating for truckers thing.
He does mostly.
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, but.
He wants to know how you guys met.
Growler.
Oh, okay.
Gosh, well, should listen, Ricky.
So romantic.
All right.
We were friends first, though.
Sure.
No, we were.
on the beach.
They were friends on the beach in their glamour shot photo. I wish we could bring it up so everybody could see it right now.
No,
it's yeah, it's very glamour.
There was a filter on the picture, and it's a little fuzzy.
You don't have your computer; you can't turn it around to show people.
I can't connect to the internet.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe you'd have it on the computer, but
no.
I'm sorry, you guys. We are not prepared. Oh, Kathy Bacon, pink or brown?
Beige.
We said pink or brown.
Brown. Beige is brown.
I think everybody's coming up with colors. Like somebody's gonna say, "Oh, it's eggshell." It's
right.
Mine's fuchsia.
Lavender.
Hair.
You can't see it with all the hair.
Big fatty, pink or brown? Brown. Well, I don't know. I can't tell. Yeah, did you have clothespins on those last night?
No. Big fatty has a hair. Big fatty has a hairy chest.
He does. I don't think I've ever seen him shirt. Wait, I did at your house. I think you were shirtless. Yeah.
Well, Lauren just talks about your balls all the time.
Yeah. She's obsessed with your balls. Mm-hmm. And she's so upset that she couldn't be here because she really wanted to be here. That's all she talks about when she met you up there.
Like, I also love the fact that when we first met Nessa, she walks into the room. It's like, I've seen your penis. I've seen your penis. I've seen your penis.
I have.
It still says friends on the beach.
Oh, it's is it blurry still? Pass it around.
Yeah. It's connecting.
It's cheap. You're going to make them all vomit.
It's so gross.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hateful. Hater.
Yeah, haters.
And then my comment was,
haters.
Friends my ass.
So bad.
So what are we going to do later? Have we decided what we're going to do later?
Well, James
we're definitely leaving right after this because, you know,
sushi,
the next people
yes.
that are going to be on.
You mean your spinoff?
Oh, my God. We're going to
yeah,
go get
our
sushi.
Spinoff.
Our spinoff.
Hi, spinoff. Hey, how spinoff. Do you feel? You're always after us and get used to it.
Well, James LeRoy's never been to Vegas.
And no. I think
he
oh, really?
To, so he wants to
well,
check
no,
out
I
trip.
Did. I can tell my that story. I've driven through Vegas, and I actually got food poisoning from a Starbucks.
That's fun.
From a Starbucks?
Yeah.
What the hell did
I
you
had
eat?
The chicken tarragon sandwich.
I like, don't eat anything from there. That scares me.
This isn't when I was working there, so I know what was in it. And
you were working in the Las Vegas one?
No, when oh. I was working with Starbucks.
God, he was Rick driving through.
I'm not paying attention.
No.
Praise his life.
I don't
praise
feel good.
Bless your heart.
Bless your soul. No, I was driving through and I got some like...
Veritable Virgo has just come into the room.
Pink or brown?
Hey,
pink
hey,
or brown?
Before you sit down, you guys.
Pink or brown?
Pink or brown?
Gavin's here too. Pink or brown?
Pink or brown?
Your nipples.
Nipples.
Pink?
I have a question pink. From someone on Twitter.
Oh, God.
Say it in the mic.
Who is it from?
It is from Joe in Dallas. He would like to know the scores of your purity tests.
Oh, we shit. Set the scores of our purity tests.
We'll say them again.
I think we all scored like 50-ish.
Well, actually, didn't you end up being
the
least
dirty?
Pure?
The
yeah, I was the least pure. I don't think
well,
he was honest.
I wasn't very honest with mine, I guess.
No.
Oh, yeah, because we did talk about that because that's how we learned that special secret about James. We were trying to figure out.
Let's tell the special secret.
Well, we were trying to figure out how
your
in the
turn.
World his score was.
Well, you have to say the conversation in
dirtier
the car.
Than I.
Big Fatty and I have something in common.
Well, no.
It
so,
was just a one-time incident.
And he
with a puppet show.
Mastery.
Oh.
My hand hurt.
No, ma'am.
Yes.
No. Did you get it up to your elbow?
No, I couldn't even get it past my knuckles.
You weren't doing it right.
I used a whole tub of Crisco.
And it starts hurting right here?
A whole tub of Crisco.
I used a whole tub of Crisco.
Oh,
and it
oh on
through.
You?
It's not me.
Oh.
Disgusting.
I'm so... No.
Ricky, don't.
I have fingernails. I don't think it's nice.
Ricky, lick it. Lick it.
No, I've heard. I don't want to know, but no, no. I don't know that. I don't. I'm sorry. I would probably love to say I know that, but I don't.
You probably your strawberry starfish hasn't been a.
Oh, shut up.
Do you remember how? Do you remember what he said in Spanish?
He said strawberry starfish in Spanish.
No. Do you remember what it was?
Something Australia.
Australia. Australia.
No, Australia. E S T R E L L A.
Tortilla.
Tortilla. Yeah. That's funny because when I was typing in Al Qaeda into the iPad, it said Al Quesadilla, and I was like, how appropriate. let's see, we have an email.
This weekend has been fun too because everyone's been ripping on you.
That's why I don't like this stuff.
Sorry, Mickey.
No, it's a take a break off James LeRoy.
I think I've heard more fat jokes than I ever have in my entire life. But they've all come from Christian's mouth.
Yeah, pretty much. There you go. I translated for you.
Y'all, I speak Spanish.
Como se dice?
Wait, who in here speaks Spanish? They can say it the right way.
Well, you have two Hispanics right there.
You get the
come
two.
Here.
Say it.
You probably already know it.
Never said that
before. Sure. You say, I like your chocolate starfish.
Estrellas de mar de fresa.
Mm-hmm. That doesn't sound the same like he said it. Well, that sounds really white.
Because I am.
Y'all, this is Frank. From That's What She Said.
Hi.
Our spinoff.
On up next.
Up next, the spinoff.
Got a spinoff for you.
Oh. Sit and spin, Grandma.
You wish.
Wear gloves. Bring Crisco.
We do have an email from a new listener who
oh, geez,
which
please.
Is kind of crazy.
Yes.
I'm not going to go into, I'm not going to read the whole thing.
No.
Well, maybe I should on this one. How many more minutes we have?
16.
18.
Whew, we're getting there.
18.
This is from someone in Alaska, Brian in Alaska. We have Tim in Alaska here.
See here?
Pink or brown, Tim.
There you are, Tim. Tim, pink or brown.
It's really easy to tell. They always match the color of your lips.
Pink. I've never seen people with brown lips.
I don't see people with beige lips. They're painted.
Do my match?
So this is from Brian in Alaska. You folks are awesome.
Do you guys know each other?
Yeah. Do you?
Such a tape. My husband is Brian, but he doesn't listen to podcasts.
Oh. Wow. This guy is a Marine.
Ooh. Ooh.
Hey. Pictures are an intro.
Pictures are
yes. Do you hear that, Brian? Pictures or it's not true?
He's a bottom.
They want to know, Brian, if you're a bottom. he said, you folks are awesome. I stumbled across your podcast on iTunes, and I took a chance on listening, starting with the first episode.
Oh, boy.
God. Oh, my God. You guys had me hooked like a cocksucker on a thick slab of man meat. And now I'm listening to you every night as I jack off. Just kidding, of course.
He's not.
But, hey, but hey, there's a problem. Two of your episodes will not download from iTunes, and also will not download, and it also will not download from your website. What the fuck?
Yeah, are they like episodes like 2 and 6 like, or
something?
They're
like
old
in
ones.
The past.
They're from 2006, so it was like when I first started.
We removed those for a reason.
He said, "Please review these two shows to see why they don't work. Where did this horror blow in from? And just call her Grace. They are from 2006. Thanks, gracias, and all that jazz." So thank you for emailing us. That's awesome. But then I emailed him back and said,
"Surprise!" When he finally
right, I said, "Could you just maybe bump it up about 300 shows?"
He's gonna go through the trip of Ricky's life.
Oh, which was awful. It's horrible. No one wants to hear that. Someone asked me that today. The crying episode. I think it was like 150, maybe 149. Aww. Big Fatty's really good at it. I mean, he does a great interpretation. I think he actually did an interpretation the next day. He's not insensitive at all.
You didn't have your cry shawl on?
No, I would have flooded the cry shawl.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Am I on, Adam?
Hi.
Just on?
Okay.
Hi. Okay. You turn away.
Oh.
I want y'all to predict how this one's going to react in his first winter in Chicago.
Well, he experienced the very last nip of winter.
No,
barely.
No. He's going to be Well, you know, he's okay, always pessimistic.
Say, February, March, he was wearing the heaviest coat with the big fur hood, and you're like,
he's cold. He's cold in the hotel here. Yeah, we're walking freezing. For breakfast, and he's like, it's fucking cold in here. So no, when winter comes, he's gonna be sitting for the train.
You guys know how much he complains,
and you're gonna be like, this is motherfucking cold. I'm moving back to Florida. I'm alone. Nobody loves me.
That's get out of my head.
That's how it's going to be.
I'm freezing to death in my bed because no one fucking loves me. Thorin's like, I'll sleep with you.
No. Did you knee her in the ass too?
No, I don't want to sleep with her. I'm afraid I'll catch her scoliosis. I love the. Yeah, I love
she likes that joke. We've said it many times to each other.
She, I love her whole back hurts thing. I don't know.
Oh,
if anybody's
I don't know
seen
if
this.
You guys have ever seen this, but I'll do it. You okay, you want to do it?
Well,
you actually
it.
Have.
I'll do it.
I've got the
I'm
boobs.
Shocked he see hasn't boobs. Shown his boobs to everyone yet.
I know, right?
Or talked about Nebraska.
We already talked about. I'm advertising it right now.
Well, that was before the show.
Well, because you have to advertise for anyone to go
it right
there
now on the show.
Jesus, just show us your boobs and
get up. Though you have to go in front of the audience.
So she'll say, oh, my back hurts, and do.
No, real boobs.
Oh,
real
I
boobs.
See the boobs.
But that's anywhere she goes, she's like, oh my back hurts. I could use a drink.
Because she doesn't pay for anything.
No. It's $10 to get in.
No,
I'm not. And she just walks in.
And it works.
It works. She just walks
I'm
right through.
I'm not paying cover. No. No, lick
and
it.
I'm like, I'll pay for her.
Lick it.
No. No, lick it.
That's old now. No, it's not funny anymore.
No, it ain't.
Oh, I... No, Mama did not call in. Right. She's like, oh.
Have you done any gambling yet?
I lost $6 last night. And I was like, no, I will not give my money to anyone else. It was hard for me to give $15 for breakfast this morning because I wasn't feeling good. So I had some fruit, 2 pieces of bacon.
You don't have biscuits and gravy?
I had one biscuit and a little bit of gravy and chorizo and eggs. And I was like, whoa. The eggs were weird. There was something wrong with them. And I had more fruit and a Mountain Dew. Y'all, this is Breakfast with Ricky.
Any more questions? How much longer? Oh no, Melissa was
about
doing really
minutes.
Good last night.
Yeah, 12 minutes.
She was winning some stuff.
She was. She sat there and
sat there and she's like, bam, bam, bam. I'm winning.
I was like, I'm fucking leaving. I'm tired.
I would like to tell us what he and Miranda talked about when they were sitting, when she was sitting on your lap last night.
There wasn't a lot of talking. No. There was a lot of talking, but not with the upstairs lips.
All I have to say is I found out.
I'm just saying.
Except I want to hear James LeRoy say.
Oh, well, he's not that smart.
No. I'm pretty. I'm the pretty one.
You're both special.
No, we seriously think Miranda would probably actually kidnap him and take him home. And make him work on the farm.
In her forest. In her
Wait,
forest.
He would actually...
What was the story... What was the other story you told about her today? You had a conversation last night with...
Well, we don't want to like say her like personal stuff.
Oh, fine. That was funny.
No, we can't do that.
Too late.
Well, I don't want to talk about personal
life.
Well,
no, she talked about her meat curtains.
Yeah, she actually came up to me and said,
"You know,
well, actually, I think I was drinking out of that big slushy thing." And then she just walks up. She goes, "Do you know what meat curtains are?" And I was like, "It's random." Okay. So, like, I wasn't even thinking about meat curtains.
That's how I start everything.
Hi, my name's Miranda. Do you know what meat curtains are?
It was like one of those salesmen downstairs. You just would not leave me alone. You wanted me to sell. You wanted to sell your meat curtains to me.
Come back here. Come back.
So I just
like,
want to say
it for free.
This segment about meat curtains evidently is sponsored by christianmingle.com on the chat room. So, yeah. Yeah, Patrick in New York Mingle. Says his ad is christianmingle.com, so.
Well, Christians have to have fun, too.
Okay.
That's what lighters are for? For Christians?
Oh. 10 minutes.
So, on our way here on Spirit Airlines, which we're never flying.
Don't ever
again.
Fly Spirit Airlines. Spirit How could you sucks. Be in the plane with your long-ass legs?
You know, the flight wasn't bad. It was just those damn seats.
It was the seats.
I have a bruise on my leg still from the...
Well, because you were sitting all awkward.
It was okay, from the plane. I don't know who just said that.
You did kind of think that the flight attendant was...
Oh, yeah. And you were doing the whole...
He was doing his little card thing, you know, doing them. And I was like...
Hey... You're such an idiot.
I know.
Well, you really can't see it, so
he put his hand next to his face and started.
But that's
waving.
A normal show for him too.
We'll be single moose antler.
Yeah, like a moose antler.
Mm-hmm. We'll be sitting in the apartment.
But waving.
Yeah. Okay.
Moose knuckle.
He was cute, and he was the homosexual.
You almost got to see his moose knuckle, but I didn't bring his gold lamé pants.
Yes, no. I was going to wear the gold lamé pants so everybody could see my moose knuckle.
Damn.
But someone didn't bring it, so I'm sure they sell them here. But our show's almost over, so womp womp. Thank God.
Who said good?
There is a big reveal towards the end.
Hmm.
Even bigger reveal.
Well, oh my God.
Should we just say it now?
Like it's going to be actually it's, something special.
Yeah, no? It's not anything special.
That's what gets people here.
Then you're going to disappoint.
And then when
them.
They're disappointed, is they that, could just like.
Deal.
Like, kill me or something. I don't know.
Well, you're used to disappointment, though.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
That is my fucking phone. Coffee does not belong on the iPhone.
Sorry. You shouldn't be mean. It's not really a big reveal, actually, but do you want to go there? Do you want to do it?
Yeah, sure.
Do you want to do it now or, like, the last minute of the show?
No, we can do it right now. My name is Brad. Everyone knows that.
That's it. That's a big reveal. Do you know how hard it is not to say his name all the time? This one's not so bad because I got used to calling him Bill all the time.
Bill.
But then he started saying Waylon all the time and then wasn't catching it. And then, but you guys don't know this. When I would edit the show, you know, I do 5-minute edit. I don't listen. I just, you know, get it done. And then he complained. He emailed me. He goes, we're going to have to work a little bit more on the show because my name was said like 4 times and Waylon's name was said like 8 times. And I just think that you need to take the time to actually listen to the whole show. And I was like, oh, okay, well. Mm. So then the next show that came out after that email that he did, well, it was probably
a few shows. It was a few weeks.
His name landed 5 times. His was like 3 times. And then people were... emailing us, texting us, oh my God, you said his name. You have to take it, you have to remove it. But,
well, I think everyone figured out who the hell you were.
No, yeah.
Did anyone know that his name was Brad before
I got here?
He said, how many?
Well,
raise your hand.
You know.
See, there's not that many in here. Well, there's not that many people here either. So.
That's because the rest of them don't listen.
Yeah.
Oh, that could be true too.
Yeah.
Well, the podcast virgin, she could be excused because she doesn't listen to podcasts.
Yes. Thanks for the coffee.
I suggest Big Fatty's show, but give it like a week or two. You can't just do one day or you will want to kill yourself.
Yeah.
But it's true. You admit it, right?
Yes.
It takes a little bit to get used to it.
Yes, it does.
Yes.
Yes.
And his show, too.
Oh, that is actually a good question. Big Fatty just asked how I came up with James Roy. So. James is actually my middle name, and Leroy is my grandfather's middle name. And we just did the whole spin-off of Leroy because it was
because Leroy was boring. So
it's Leroy, it's a what? It's a whore name, yes.
Porn.
Oh, porn.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a porn. No, have you ever guys done that? The first street you lived on and the pet for porn star name.
Mine's no.
Radish Perkins Boulevard.
Mine's Millie Sunshine.
I've always heard that it was middle name in the first street you lived on.
No, it's dog pet.
Because mine was
it's pet.
William Longloy.
Oh. Hey, way long.
So would everybody like to say what their name is? Their porn name?
Barney,
or their jack name or whatever it is?
Oh, hey.
Oh.
Mine was Puppers Porter Mountain.
Big Fatty's too old to remember his last pet's name.
No, first.
Pet's name. Your first pet's name.
Da, da,
his name was Doug.
Dog.
Hey, dog.
Oh, okay.
I was more surprised that he was white.
People were surprised.
A lot of people were.
White.
Kathy Bacon just said,
yeah,
he's not black. Like, she was upset.
I bleached it. I did the Michael Jackson treatment.
Oh, too soon.
Too soon.
It's been 2 years.
It's been a few years. Yeah, I rub little boys over me. Get me white.
4 minutes. 4 minutes.
4 minutes. Yay! We're almost done. I want to thank everyone for showing up. I'm sorry it was such a crap fest. I'm sorry my story wasn't that great, but it's really embarrassing. So, actually, I felt more bad that, or more bad.
More bad.
Again, Virginia.
I don't know what I was going to say. I lost it.
You were thanking people for coming.
Yes, for coming and listening. And I expected more gifts to be brought to us, but...
We got
coffee and alcohol. But I'm thinking more like...
We didn't throw you down the escalator.
Please.
Oh.
We got a free shuttle.
We did get a free shuttle. And
we just got free coffee.
We got free information about meat curtains. Free booze. A lot of free booze.
Yes, thank you.
And... Huh?
Oh, you got to do the boobs.
Oh. I motorboated your boobs last night. Oh, with the mustache. She had a mustache right here, and I was like, "Can I get a mustache?" And the lady at the restaurant thought she was gonna die.
Well, of course, we also have to thank the listeners who sent us money.
Yes, we had three listeners that sent us money that we have not used yet. Still in the PayPal account.
Yeah.
Huh?
I said I forgot my pennies.
It's okay.
We can use it for lunch.
Well, pennies spend. They spin. They're a little heavy once you get a lot of them in your pocket, but they spin. Yeah, if you send a penny through PayPal, you don't get that penny. You have to send like 75 cent and you'll get maybe 45.
Okay, 2 minutes.
All right, so we're done. Yes, and I don't know how many people are in there, but how many are in there?
Nobody.
It says 17.
Whoa.
What's the most it's been so far?
I couldn't tell you.
That was your show, right? Oh, 100 more people was in the chat room.
No, I think a lot of the people are actually here in Vegas, so the chat room numbers, I think, this year are a little bit lower because a lot of people are here.
They're all here.
Okay, well, that's a great excuse, I guess.
And don't forget to pay for Coke
codes. Hmm? Pay for Coke codes?
Coke
codes. Oh, Coke codes.
Oh, yeah, Coke codes are a lot. I have a lot of those that I still haven't actually entered into the system yet.
Coke
a lot of them. The Coke tops.
The
codes. What is it called? It's not Coke codes. It's Coke
rewards.
Right? I get a lot of those. So.
All right. Uh-huh.
Time to go.
1 minute.
Do you
time to go?
Oh, we have 1 minute, y'all. We have to go.
Time to go.
And then we have a 2 minute break and then stop back with our spinoff.
That is correct.
Our spinoff.
All right. Thank you very much, people. We appreciate you all, and we hope maybe next year this Pride 48 thing will be a lot bigger. We can meet a lot of other people. I enjoyed everyone I've met. I'm very thankful for this whole thing, and I love you all.
Love you.
Oh, you're all teary. You're all teary.
Thanks for putting up with our shit.
And we have, how much longer? Can we stop now?
Yeah, we can stop.
No, you need to fuck up the ending.
The fuck up.
We don't have an ending.